Hello and welcome to PMI's Uncommon Sense podcast, tools to improve your work forever. I'm Susanna Clark, Managing Partner with PMI, the performance improvement consulting and training firm. Our Uncommon Sense podcast is a 15-minute conversation with our expert consultants. They talk a lot of common sense, although much of it is not common practice. And that's what this podcast is all about. We want you to be inspired to improve your business through learning more about the tools which can help you succeed and grow. Thank you, Damien, for joining me today for Uncommon Sense. For those of you who don't know Damien, Damien Albinson is one of our senior consultants. And previously, Damien and I have recorded an episode of Uncommon Sense on roles in process management. Today, we're going to specifically focus on the role of the process manager. So, Damien, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And the process manager, I know that you're a real enthusiast, actually, about process managers and that role in particular. So tell us a bit more about why you're so enthusiastic about it.
So I've been a manager myself in the past, several different roles of management. And obviously, I've helped countless clients with this as well, in terms of training up their people and then coaching them for real, doing it for real in the real workplace. And I think what's really fascinating for me is if you're a manager listening to this, and just sit back for a moment and reflect on what's been your training to enable you to be a successful manager. Now, I've no doubt that you've been through various internal, possibly external development programs. And if I think about my own experience and what many other people have shared with me as well, who agree, they say, yeah, most of my training, if not all of it, was focused on how to manage people. So it was, how to do a successful return to work interview if someone's been sick, and how to deal with awkward conversations or how to take disciplinary action. You know, all these kind of things that maybe hovered around some legality or some policy that we had about, you know, following company policies and procedures. But when we talk about process management, not to just be confused with just everyday management, you know, it is just that. It's how should you manage a process? What would be the most effective and efficient way to do it? And all of you, if you're managers, are by default process managers, because you're looking after people doing work, which, and those people that doing work is, could otherwise be described as operating a process, therefore making you a manager of a process. So there's an awful lot to learn, I think. And what I usually find is that when you look at all of the attributes of a process manager, it's not like people are not doing anything. They're always doing something. You know, parts of it they're doing very well, other parts of it they've never even thought about, other parts of it they've never even heard about. So yeah, I thought, let's talk about it. Let's share our view on this and see what people think.
Okay, great. So if I'm a process manager, what should I be paying attention to?
So it depends where you are in, let's call it, in the evolution of your process. The starting place for process managers is to work on standardization, looking at the way the work is done today by the people that work for you, the operators, and understanding or agreeing on how well standardized is it. In other words, how consistently do people do things, particularly where you have teams of people that theoretically do the same job. The chances are that they all do it the same way is probably very unlikely if you haven't already been working on that. So that's the first kind of priority, because when processes don't have very good levels of standardization in there, the performance tends to deteriorate just naturally. You know, we say it's analogous to entropy, which is, you know, the idea from physics that everything's sort of decaying into a state of chaos. So your process is more likely failing because of that. And that can be because people are desperately trying to make improvements. They're coming up with ideas. They're changing stuff often. And I mean, I certainly had this experience. It's really frustrating because you come up with an idea and it works. So you put it into the business and then someone else comes up with another idea and it undoes yours. And then you're kind of back to where you started. You're like, why have they done that to me? And, you know, why is that happening? It can get really frustrating. And that could just be because no one's coordinating the improvement effort. So as a consequence, everyone's trying to improve or everyone's trying to make things better. But if there's no coordination to get the maximum out of that, it can in some ways become destructive. It can become, you know, the opposite of what we intended it to. So yeah, I think that would be the first priority. How well standardized is the current process? And if it's not standardized, let's create them, or let's create our first draft. They probably won't be great. Yeah, we're not expecting that you'll immediately have this fantastic process that's delighting its customers and all of its metrics are super green and healthy and minimum variation. We're not expecting that. We're expecting it to be pretty rubbish, actually. But that gives us then all of the stuff to work on to make it better as time rolls on. Once standardization is in place, or a version of it, then the next job of the process manager then is to maintain that. So how do they kind of keep control of just the day-to-day running of everything that ordinarily happens? A big part of that can be to use visual management. So we can help people with that, you know, in terms of what is the key information I need to share with my teams to keep them abreast of what's happening right now. What are the priorities? Which things are we working on this week? Which ones are we parking because we just don't have the capacity to take on everything? And it's in the maintain phase of this iterative cycle where we start to learn about the current standard. You know, how successful is it, or how terrible is it? You know, how much variation is there? How satisfied is the customer given that's the process that we're now maintaining? And as and when we respond to various issues or challenges in the day-to-day, we can start doing structured problem solving, which in itself actually is a form of improvement, assuming we get to some successful conclusion. So it's giving them all of the skills necessary to do these things, standardize first and then maintain.
Do you know, when you began at the beginning, you talked about how as a manager, you know, you're trained to manage people. And it feels to me that the visual management element and the maintain element is exactly those things, but for processes. So you're finding out, is your process being difficult? Is it being delinquent? Do we need to deal with it?
Absolutely. And there's other things happening in maintain as well, like doing confirmations. So going out there and sort of verifying, you know, are we doing what we said we would do? Which is something that most managers don't get to do because they're just busy wrestling with or firefighting. And then, of course, the third part of this cycle is the improve. So how do they make these small incremental improvements to the standard over and over again? And as a consequence of doing these small improvements, gradually and over time, the performance will go in the direction that you wish it to go in. So it's a way of driving towards those maybe more strategic, broader company objectives. But by doing it through the application of daily process management, as opposed to, you know, a huge complex project that's, you know, a different approach, sometimes relevant. But yeah, we're talking about just the day-to-day, not the project-based approach.
And I suppose it's at the heart, isn't it, of what everyone says, you know, how do I get a culture of continuous improvement? Well, you've just described that beautifully, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is it. I mean, everyone talks, you know, the word's banded around a lot these days. And I think so much so that we've kind of almost, it's almost begun to start to lose its, you know, what's the real definition of continuous improvement? Does it just mean that we keep having a go at something? Or is it that we do lots of projects? You know, what does it really mean? And I think our process management approach very neatly identifies at least our interpretation of what that really means or how that might look in reality. And of course, those things I mentioned in the intro about the fact that managing people and dealing with those other things is still relevant. They are enablers in the pursuit of running a good process.
Because if your process is performing well, then there's a high chance that your people are working well too.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many things that come with it. I could talk at length, but I won't.
Okay, Damien, thank you very much for that insight. And thank you for sharing your enthusiasm about the role of the process manager. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find more episodes of our Uncommon Sense Tools to Improve Your Work Forever in our Knowledge Hub on our website, or, of course, your favourite podcast platform. And do subscribe so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode, where you'll find links to more content on this topic, which includes webinar recordings, toolbox guides, blogs, and infographics, and our training page. You can always drop us a line on team@pmi.co.uk and arrange a time to have a call to talk about how these tools can help you in your organisation. We'd really love to hear from you.